Our next speaker is Councillor Maarouf Hussain. I'm really pleased you're here, Maarouf. Thanks very much. A big hand for Maarouf, please. Woo!
Thank you, organisers. Thank you, Maxine. And thank you, Sheffield. First of all, can you let me give a sincere apology from Leader of the Council, Councillor Julie Dorr, who have another prior commitment in Manchester. Otherwise, she tried our best to attend this rally, but she asked me to speak on her behalf as well. Friends, the day when US President signed the notorious Muslim ban, he spoke with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on the same day. And it's a shame that Angela Merkel have to remind Donald Trump the US obligations for refugee law and refugee convention 1951. It's clear that Donald Trump orders are mapping a dangerous road, not only for his own country, but the world as well. Donald Trump's order appears to violate several international treaties ratified by United States, some provisions of which have been incorporated into US law and cited as binding by the US Supreme Court. Refugee Convention 1951 and other international human rights law that prohibit discrimination on the basis of race and religion. The convention requires that U.S. provides protection to those facing persecution by shutting the doors to refugees' admissions, whether temporarily or indefinitely. Trump's order flagrantly violates that core obligation. Article 3 of the Refugee Convention makes clear that all signatory states apply the provision to refugees without discrimination to race, religion, or country of origin. The executive orders breach the International Convention on Civil and Political Rights and other treaties to which the U.S. is the state party. Friends, just this week, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees expressed deep concern about the uncertainty facing thousands of refugees around the world who are in process of being resettled in the United States. He estimated about 20,000 refugees in impossible circumstances might have been resettled in the United States during the suspension orders. He noted that the people his agency refers to governments for resettlement are the most vulnerable, such as people needing urgent medical assistance, survivors of torture, women and girls at risk, and that new homes provided by resettlement countries are life-saving for people who have no other options. International companies, academic institutions, and even the International Air Transport Association have raised serious concerns regarding the detrimental impact of the order on their staff and ability to conduct business. Even Trump's own employees took a bold and public stance against the ban. And on Wednesday, several UN human rights experts issued a joint statement blasting Trump's immigration ban as discriminatory and violating US human rights obligations. Friends, if you won't listen to the United Nations, Chancellor Angela Merkel, and concerned companies, academic institutions, transport associations, human rights organizations, and over 100 diplomats, maybe you should listen to former President Reagan, a hero of his. In 1980, a year after the Refugee Act was signed into law, the new president, just a few months into his presidency, reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to welcome the refugees in the United States. The President said, "We shall continue America's great traditions and welcome people from other countries. We shall also continue to share in the responsibility of welcoming and resettling those who flee oppression." Trump's recent statements repeatedly show that he has not been able to internalize core principle of American democracy. I have great confidence in the independence of judiciary, and the people of America who wish to defend the Constitution will continue to uphold his ideology. Colleagues and friends, brothers and sisters, President Trump is dividing his country and dividing the world. But we will be uniting the people and uniting the world. Exactly the same way when Muslims in Oslo formed a human chain around the city's main synagogue, chanting no to anti-Semitism, no to Islamophobia. Exactly the same way when over thousands took part in the rally to show solidarity with Jews, just a week after shooting in Denmark synagogue. We will be uniting our communities exactly the same way when Muslims and many young women in Norway formed a ring of peace in support of Jewish brothers and sisters. And we will be standing up in solidarity with our people exactly the same way the Sheffield is shown its solidarity with Muslims on Monday and again today. Thank you very much. Friends, let us pledge, because it's very difficult time ahead. We will be facing Donald Trump, we will be facing far-right leaders in the world, we will be facing Marine Le Pen. But we need to pledge today that we will never tolerate ludicrous ideology of Donald Trump, Nigel Farage and Marine Le Pen. Let us pledge we will stand up to any form of racism, discrimination, anti-Semitism and injustice across the world. Let us pledge we will not tolerate attacks on LGBT friends. We will not tolerate attacks on Muslim women because of wearing hijab. Please pledge we will not get them away. We will not get them away with it on the back of Brexit. Thank you, Sheffield, once again. Love you.
Thanks very much, Maruf. It's really important you are here and to bring that message from Sheffield's Labour Council. So thank you very much.